The Patriot Act is now the New England Patriot Act. You can collect a guy's data, but you can't deflate a guy's balls. Well, what do you know?
Live from Monona Terrace in Madison, Wisconsin, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on the piano, Jeff Hammond on bass, and I'm Mike Arnold. In this hour of What Do You Know, we crown our longest listener contest winner, also all the news that isn't, and the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know is provided by PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the man who has actual crabs in his crabgrass, Michael Feldman.
Yeah. That damn land crabs. I think they're land crabs. We're on land. Why do they say land crabs? It's obvious he's on land. You know, so stupid. I hate that. Excuse me, I just lost my pen here. Got to cross these out as I say them. So, how are you? Pretty good? Anyone here from town of Ottawa? What are the odds on that, huh? What are the odds on that? What? Yes, town of Ottawa? How did I know that? Great to have you here. It is Town of Ottawa Day on What Do You Know today. So we'll be hearing a lot about it. Okay, in the news, Mike Huckabee vows to plant the double wide in Michelle's veggie garden in the fall. At least, you know, if the Huckabees get in there, at least, you know, the fence intruders will be stymied by all of Janet's laundry on the fence. Okay, so you say something about it then. You know, they did. They lived in Little Rock. They didn't live in the governor's mansion. They lived in a trailer parked next to it for quite a while. I'm just saying. You can't make this stuff up. All right, anyway. Okay, where was I? Hey, neighbors, you all hold your next offensive event at the Curtis Culwell Center in Garland. And we'll throw in the perimeter defense. Well, our little Jewish friends out there, come on down for Pull the Rabbi's Beard Night. That'd be on Friday night, of course. In other news, a galaxy 13 billion light years away, hardly worth thinking about. And next up on Bravo, Mike.
This week on Talking About My Generation. Wait, is that the right way to do it? You wanted me to sing it, didn't you?
Well, whatever you don't stop and ask
me. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, okay. You know.
All right. Wait.
Come on. This week
on... Wait a second. I'll stop. God. We're going to get an announcer on this.
You're going to do this over?
Yeah.
We'll edit this out.
Next coming up on Bravo, Mike.
This week on Talking About My Generation, Kim tries to understand Kylie's lips bruises everything. And Caitlyn B. Jenner's epic first Mother's Day. That's coming up on Bravo.
All right. Okay, then. The Apple Watch gives enthusiasts lover's rash, so watch out for that. Floyd Mayweather wants $200 million to fight a two-armed fighter. That's a pretty good one, then. Okay. Smiley face. Get there. Floyd. The winning UK PM Cameron's call for a greater Britain brings calls for a uniteder states and a democraticer People's Republicer of Korea with a Kim Younger Un. He could be younger. I don't see why not. Whole Foods aims for the millennials with lowered expectations foods. The self-driving big rig semis now will intermediately eject a two-liter soda bottle filled with urine on interstate shoulders. An automatic ejection system.
That's kind of gross.
I don't really need a commentary on it. What are rabbi writing in the margins of the Torah?
Sorry.
I don't think so. You can mess with God if you want, but don't mess with my monologue.
Okay, sorry.
Ten Commandments was a monologue. You don't add to it or comment on it. Afterwards, you can comment on it. But no. Anyhow, where was I now? They really messed up my timing and everything. I was going so good. I was on a roll of one joke they liked. Where was I then? Oh, yeah, okay. That is kind of gross. Okay, unfortunately, the stabbed, robbed pizza guy took 31 minutes to deliver the pizza. So on top of everything else, it was free. Okay. Brewers are the first team in the majors to lose 20, but hey, they played almost 29 now. Okay. How about this one then? More highly educated women, for some reason, are having more children. Yes, who are likely to be more highly educated children. So it's kind of a vicious circle. Trying to say. Oh, okay. How about this then? The Clinton Heifer Foundation is under intense scrutiny. Clinton Heifer Foundation. Okay. Now you rattled me. Now you got me rattled. Okay. All right. I usually get this at home. You know, I'm used to it at home. That's when the phlegm comes, see?
Yeah.
Stage phlegm. I'm getting stage phlegm.
Typically happens about.
Can't you feel my heart pounding from your reaction? Okay. Alberta is a province in Canada, which is that place north of North Dakota you're looking for. With only 1 year of high school Spanish, and that at Delavan Darien, Scott Walker falls behind Rubio and Cruz into Trace Place. Thank you, Spanish speakers. 2 years? Who took 2 years? Spanish? Okay. 3 years? Okay. You got to applaud because, you know, let's try it again. 2 years? Applaud. Don't keep raising your hand. You don't speak English. That's the problem, not the Spanish. Who took 3 years of Spanish? You're still raising your hand, sir. Put down your mano. Siéntese el mano. Seat your hand. Seat on your hand. That's what I'm trying to say. Okay, 4 years or more of Spanish? Why are you still raising your hands, though? Applaud. That's a lot of Spanish. 5 years of Spanish.
Cinco.
Cinco. Okay. All right, at 5 years, it becomes your everyday language, though, right? Doesn't it? So you can't really call it, like a foreign language anymore. Okay. 6 years? Okay. And what do you do with it now?
I use it.
Where do you use it?
Taking care of patients.
Do? Okay, excellent. Wonderful. Okay, good. All right, where was I then? Oh, yeah. So Rubio's in first place now, I guess, in the contest there. And so Rubio gets a Missouri Dolphins cheerleader wife and to be president of the United States of America. What a country, ladies and gentlemen. That's all the news that is. And thank you so much. That was not a disaster. It's honestly in how you look at it. And in fact, let's go through it again in Spanish this time. El acto patriótico.